This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. It may appear that the PR front, so carefully presented over the years by Planned Parenthood and Associated Partners, is beginning to unravel. The day after an investigative video finds the CEO of specimen broker Stem Express admitting that Planned Parenthood makes a lot of money providing specimens, Planned Parenthood files suit against Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal for cutting Medicaid funds to the abortion giant. LifeNews.com has carried eyewitness stories over the years about unsanitary conditions in abortion clinics. Those stories were again confirmed by Stem Express CEO Kate Dyer. Her company obviously receives plenty of material from Planned Parenthood, and she says there are rampant problems with bacteria in certain clinics, and that she has seen staph infections and all sorts of things come out of clinics. This is Life News Radio.
I wasn't there anymore.
A hole nothing can fill.
Everyone thinks it should be over by now, but it isn't.
Something inside dies after an abortion. If you're suffering because of an abortion, you may feel alone, but you're not. There are people who understand and can help. Call 888-456-HOPE.
The permanence of it.
It's not over. Not for me.
It's something only a mother could understand.
I don't know if it'll ever be over.
Only I never got to be one.
Don't suffer alone. Call 888-456-HOPE. A message from Project Rachel.
Pro-life football fans might be praying that Evan Rodriguez comes to their town after being released by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rodriguez and his wife are the kind of people to pray, and after being told that their daughter would not live long after birth, it's what they did. Asking God how he would like to use the situation, they rejected abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.